Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We are continuing our journey together through the Book of Secrets. You are the Book of Secrets. Last week, we were talking about what is real and what is not real, and the notion that the cause of all suffering is unreality. So today, let's go deeper into the link between suffering and unreality. In the wisdom traditions of the world, real is something that doesn't change and is absolute. Unreal is that which is time-bound and constantly changing. When it is constantly changing, it is obviously something that is not graspable, because even as the change is occurring, it is over by the time we even comprehend it. So the way we forget the peace and clarity of our essential being, which we call I am, can be broken down into five aspects. In Sanskrit, these are called the five kleshas. In Sanskrit, the word klesha means the root cause of every suffering. So here are the five kleshas, and I'll enumerate them, and then we'll go a little bit into detail on each of them. One, not knowing what is real. Two, grasping and clinging to the unreal. Three, being afraid of the unreal and recoiling from it. Four, identifying with an imaginary self, which we call the ego. And five, the fear of death. All these five kleshas of suffering or causes of suffering can be resolved all at once by embracing one reality. What is that one reality? In wisdom traditions, it's called the true self, the soul, or you might call it conscious agent. You are a conscious agent experiencing mind, body, and what we call the universe as a changing process. The changing process is so fast and so rapid, it's almost like putting together a series of snapshots and experiencing them as a movie. You know, take all your selfies from the last 10 years and do what is called time lapse. Suddenly, it's a movie. And that's what we're doing with our perceptual experiences every moment. We confuse the real with the unreal. The unreal is the changing snapshots of experience. They include everything from perceptions to sounds to tastes to smells to textures to thoughts to feeling to emotion to images. Now, just from your own experience, try to hold on to an image in your mind and you'll see it's impossible. Try to hold on to a thought. It's impossible. Try to hold on to exactly what you're looking at right now. It's impossible. Your eyes will move here and there, and you will be taking different snapshots of perceptual experience. No experience is graspable because no experience is real. By that I mean the experience is over before you even know you have it. In other words, by the time you hear my words, they don't exist. So my words, unless you have them embedded in a link. So that's different, but that's just the record of my words. The actual words that you're hearing right now, they're over. So in other words, all experience is ungraspable and therefore unreal. And therefore clinging and grasping it is totally futile. The third klesha is being afraid of the unreal and recoiling from it. You know, we have catastrophes. The house burns down. You lose your job. Money is always a problem, no matter how much you have. So if you are afraid of losing what is, you think, real, but it isn't because it's a changing experience, then that can cause suffering. The fourth cause is identifying with your imaginary self, which is a self-image. It's not who you are, not yourself, it's your self-image. So when you sacrifice yourself for your self-image, it's like confusing yourself with your selfie. And that, of course, then ultimately results in the fear of death because the selfie never existed in the first place. So now that you understand these five kleshas, the way to go beyond suffering is to get in touch with the true self, which is always there, in which even that which we call a person is a changing experience. You're not a person. You're the awareness in which the person is a changing experience. I know that sounds far out. Hang in there and we'll get ultimately closer to truth. Tomorrow, we continue.